I have the pleasure to introduce to you Beth Sard, who's a professor of journalism and publication at the Sao Paulo University in Brazil. And she's here. We're lucky to have you here. She's here because she's also given a speech at another conference last
week. Yes, yes.
And she's going today to talk about journalism, media, and communication research about innovation in media outlets in Brazil. And this is probably going to show you how global the challenge is,
yeah,
and also the attempt to find solutions that we struggle with today are.
Okay. So, thank you, Brigitte. Good morning to everybody. It's a pleasure to stay here and to talk with you. I'm quite informal, so we can establish a dialogue here. And first, please, my apologies about my poor English and Brazilian accent, so maybe some problems of language could be during the presentation, but sorry for this. Well, I have first a presentation, small presentation about our research group, what we do down there, and then our journey on how we make our researches on innovations in journalism, innovations in media. Okay. So our research group, his name in Portuguese is Com Mais, Communication Plus, and this is my bio. After this, you can have. We have some publications in journals in English, but our main publications for the old group are in Portuguese or Spanish. So sorry for that. And we work in the spectrum, in a wide spectrum of contemporary communications. Focusing digital processes, products and flows, and do the dynamics, the natural dynamics of this area today. We don't have a specific journalistic focus, although journalism is our main area of research. In our theoretical and epistemological approach is aligned to internet studies and digital culture studies, considering that digital culture and communication field are intertwined on a data agency and algorithmic performance scenario. For us, especially in these recent years, the issue of data and algorithms is very, very huge in Brazil. So we directed our researchers to this theme in the last 2 years. And we have two axes of research, journalism media and organizational communication. And how we work, we have thematic discussions, we have meetings each 15 days. We have public meetings also open to any audience. We have publications, books, academic papers. We have small tests on Medium, a newsletter, and a presence in Facebook. We participate on congresses. We have this visibility on the network, on the internet, offer consultancy and curation for clients, and workshops when it's necessary. And here, it's our research journey. The last 6 or 5 years resumes a little bit what we have done and how we make it possible to go to a research field in Brazil. So we began with researchers more theoretical, more focused on the understanding on how innovation could contribute to Brazilian media business and media presence in the digital world. And after this, we began to go to the field, to see how the media businesses are innovating or not, based on this theoretical view of and concepts. So the first idea is that innovation is a wide and multiple concept with different authors. So we have these three authors, Mark Dales, Paul Bradshaw, and Christensen, who has, since 2008, 10, and 12, discussed theoretically what is innovation in media and journalism. And all of them said that technology became an important issue inside innovation in journalism. Because it's something quite different from the normal and well-consolidated way of working inside journalism. Platforms have changed, the way of relationship with audience has changed, so this is, we can say that it was a disruptive moment for the journalism area. No. I'd like to say about this Christensen statement that it's possible to discuss about the understanding that journalistic industry gave to terms as innovation and disruption. In a common sense, innovation could be understood as the creation of better or more effective products, processes, services, technologies, or ideas that became useful to society. This for us almost became a mantra. How can we, in Brazil, in Brazilian reality, identify this creation or this new effectiveness of products, process, and service for journalists? Because we have a very, very conservative media businesses. All of them are linked to families, traditional families, and this makes a kind of power, social power and social influence on public opinion. And they don't like so much to change this this relationship with audience. No, so for us, it's very interesting to identify how and in what time they became to change. And we are going to see at the end of this presentation that the big media outlets, the traditional legacy media, didn't change so much. The change came from another side. So, we have also the Robert Pickard statement that he said that this new function in journalism requires a group of practices of how to ensure you are actually conveying very good information. This is, we can identify, could be a problem in Brazilian environment. Because Brazilian journalism graduate and undergraduate courses are also very formal and traditional, and the introduction of new media skills, digital skills, that are more that are beyond storytelling, beyond to make journalistic content, make news. This is something that's not very well solved in Brazil, because they are very, very attached to printed media and TV media, radio media. And the digital media is something that in Brazil begins, how can I say, it's like a copy in the internet and the print media and TV media. So this is an important issue that we began to research and to understand what's happening. After these initial ideas, we are talking about 5 years ago, we have more authors, and it's very important, this concept that journalism is a social business. Due its function in the society. So, it's a state of mind of four organizations whose core businesses are directly related to translate people's needs and issues. As journalism businesses are. And presently, social business is more discussed among organization consultants and innovative companies, and slightly among media companies. This concept of social business, the people or public relation people has this idea of social business very, very, very consolidated in their activity after digital, let's see. But in media company, to understand that you have you are at the same level of your audience is something in Brazil. It's very difficult to be understand and to occur. So we have this proposition to identify if our media businesses in digital era could be a social business, has a social business format. Another fun thing is that innovation process in the media business is multidimensional, non-uniform, and social, organizational, or culture dependent. So we couldn't say that all the innovations in media business, in Brazilian media businesses, are the same. Because for each organization, we have a different culture, a different way of producing news that innovation could need to be more, need to be unique for each one of this. Okay. In 2012, these three contents appear in the literature and made a difference in our researches. The first is the post-industrial journalism of the Tau Center for Digital Journalism at Columbia University. And here we can say that Emily Bell, one of the authors, is one of the biggest references in the area. We have the Nieman Foundation report, Be the Disruptor. It's very important also. And this from Reuters Institute, Herding the Cats, How to Lead Journalists in the Digital Age, more focused on the professional skills. And these three reports brought to for us some new ideas or amplified our view on how to understand innovation in media businesses. And after this, we came to find and to create the six dimensions innovation, to identify innovation in journalism. And we came to this list after all this theoretical discussions and authors and so on. So you see, the first one is audience relationship and participation. Do the expressive behavior change over information access, consumption, production, and circulation? Another dimension is relates to content and narrative forms, considering the multiple formats, platforms, devices, and so on. You could be more creative in your storytelling. The sixth dimension is the use of digital technologies to result in apps, systems, devices, and so on. The fourth, it's the business model. Do a more variety of revenue sources and revamped information economics. Professional skills and attributes, do all these other dimensions. And the organization structure, do the newsroom producers and production must change a little bit to be more attached to this kind of innovations possibilities. At this time, we couldn't identify precisely what happened in Brazil. We can saw that there are some different activities in content, in the use of innovations or different digital technologies that, let's we'll go beyond the web page and create an app and so on. So we made an exercise to understand, and you will, I'm going to show the slide, but you're not going to be able to read one it because it's very concentrated information, but we try to identify how to manage these dimensions and to understand them inside the media work in the newsroom and so on. So we made an exercise here. Oh, it's impossible to read it. How these six dimensions could reflect in actions, and who was practicing this in 2014. So, for example, an innovation in business model could be a redefinition of value chain to make fusions and acquisitions, produce branded content, produce related events, define a dynamic of paywalls, and so on. For digital technologies, use tagging content base, CMS, algorithms, creation tools. For content and narrative forms, use the aggregation formats, multimedia storytelling, creative storytelling, branded content again, and so on. You see that we can identify some media outlets that made these at that time, 2014. So NPR in United States, Storyfy, New York Times, Guardian, ProPublica, Huffington Post use this kind of innovation and these dimensions. In Brazil, at that time, we couldn't identify so much, so I didn't put this in a Brazilian context at all, but we think that at that time, 2014, Brazilian media businesses became to be aware, oh, we must to make this something integrated, not, oh, let's try a different business model and see if it works or not. It's something to innovate in journalism. You must consider all these dimensions.
Yes. You said that the students can have a copy of this.
Of course, of course.
This page is a bit difficult to read from here.
Yeah, yeah, no. You can take them. So we passed to a second phase of our research group with the refinement and adaptation of the concepts due to that table that you saw. So we noticed that there will be a changing media industry scenario leading to a media ecosystem. And this ecosystem includes collaboration, teamwork in the multidisciplinary teamwork, and multiple business initiatives. And the propositions of Axel Brands is very consistent to this changing scenario. He said that there is an inherent relationship between media and society, and that so media innovation must be based on current socio-economic status. And there is no unique innovation process for a media business. It depends on different and multiple social changes areas. So we go on this phase two, and a new set of hypotheses or a new set of ideas to lead our research work. First, the content production and newsroom processes should be organized as an ecosystem format. This could offer to a newsroom scalability on production of content production, could offer aggregation of products and audiences, and value added to the final product. We have a second idea that the GAF, Google, Apple, and Facebook, the triumvirate presence should be considered not only as a fact, but as a competitor in journalism area. Another idea is that partnerships with different actors of the society should reinforce journalism legitimacy, so you are not anymore an isolated business. And adoption of an editorial design for an integrated newsroom production. So this implies on different skills in journalists, on different skills of knowledge, of new abilities to work in a place that encompasses design, technology, statistic, data, and content also. Reporting also. More ideas. There is possible in this new arena the enhancement of investigative formats using data techniques, algorithmics, data mining, artificial intelligence. It's important, and in the Brazilian context, it's not so well done, okay? We have to also make our content more adequate and relevant on using popular applications, how to be present in Snapchat, Insta Stories, for example, all these new apps that appears and disappears, and how journalism could stay there in an effective and legitimate way. Another procedure that could be interesting to incentivate innovation is to create create inside newsrooms labs as an instrument for innovation. Reuters has one, New York Times has, The Guardian has, to invest in research and development for media business. Something that's not clear on how to do this, but with partnerships with academics, with technological businesses, could bring to newsrooms different skills in a more soft way, let's see. The idea of rebranding platforms could be considered also. Data visualization features also, it's a new skill that could give more importance to innovation in journalism. So, after this, we create the spectrum, or this is something that define how we could go to the field, to identify media businesses and to put this business in this spectrum of innovation, to see in what level each one are positioned. So all the media businesses must consider the economic and social scenario and the technological scenario. For this, you must have a kind of group inside the media business that is like a tendency group that could look forward and let's see what will come and let's see how we can absorb or not, understand this or not. So it's very important this, and this will be completely related to the organization culture. Just because in Brazilian media businesses, the culture is very, very family. Very, very, we have power. We have, don't bother us because we have a power here. So it's very important to consider this culture inside the business. And then we have four groups of variables to understand how the business is located in this innovation scenario. The internal and external environment, and understand how is positioned. What is his ecosystem? Who are his competitors? Strategy, planning, business model, resources, management, and so on. We have the product group to understand what type of device and product I offer to my audience. So understand if it's print, desktop, mobile, external platforms, native media. Well, who am I in this area? The process I use, or the business use, to produce content for these different products. So if the use of CMS, databases, different narrative formats, content design, and so on. And after, the consumption, the audience. How is the...